up and at them.
Now, let's get back to the KBTA Morning Show.
Sleazy entertainment and raunchy jokes
with Spence
will never be as popular as sobriety and self-denial.
On News Talk 1590.
Nothing but a bunch of drunken idiots jello wrestling in kiddie pools.
KBTA.
And we are here at 841.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month, and it provides us the reminder of the commitment to ourselves to break down barriers to access and inclusion in the workplace. The California Department of Rehabilitation has been helping people with disabilities with employment and independent living since 1963. During this month, it is highlighting the contributions and talent that people with disabilities bring to the workforce. Here to tell us more is Kathy Harner, Workforce Development Board member and Staff Services Manager, California Department of Rehabilitation. Kathy, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Spence. Thank you for inviting me to join you today.
It's great to have you on board here, Kathy. Let's start off with your organization's mission during National Disability Employment Awareness Month. Tell us about that.
That's a mouthful, isn't it? We call it NDEAM, and the mission of NDEAM is to commemorate and acknowledge the many and varied contributions of people with disabilities to America's workplace and economy. And it's also a big time when we honor and recognize the businesses and employers and organizations who make those strides possible. And we do that in a variety of ways, including things like virtual job fairs, recognition events for employers and organizations, employer panels, and a variety of events to commemorate that across the state and also across the country.
And Kathy, if you could tell us about some of the resources and programs that businesses and employers should and could be aware about.
Well, there are an awful lot of resources. So I was impressed when I made my list. And our goal is really to develop lasting relationships with local employers so that we work together over time. And there are many ways that we can help that relationship grow. One big resource I'd like to point out for everyone is the Job Accommodation Network, and this is a federal clearinghouse of accessibility information, and they have resident experts who can advise people on questions about accommodation and the laws that around accommodation. That's JAN, the Job Accommodation Network. There are also work opportunity tax credits that are available, and those are incentive payments to employers that they can get for hiring individuals from underrepresented categories. And, of course, one of those categories is people with disabilities, so that would make them eligible for incentive payments. You know, we're strong partners with the AJCC, and I serve on the Workforce Development Board, as you know. And we help with targeted recruitment. So our business specialists are connecting with local employers and who have a number of jobs to fill, and they want to get the word out to the local job seekers that they're hoping to connect with. So we can participate or host in an informational or job fair event with those employers and help them let people know about the jobs they want to fill. For example, we've been working closely with Amazon over the past several months to let job seekers know about the new facility that's coming in here in Oxnard, hoping that it's going to be opening soon. And they also have other facilities in the Ventura County area, so we've been referring candidates to them.
Now, Kathy, post-COVID, can we talk about that, the labor market, and how it's looking like for people with disabilities?
Yes, we know that it's been awfully hard for businesses, employers, and employees across the country. And so there are a lot of help wanted signs out everywhere you go. We're all seeing that. So what does that mean for people with disabilities? Well, right now there's just a great selection of opportunities for serious job seekers. And we want to see our consumers, the people with disabilities, to be first in line to reenter the workforce in a strong way. So during COVID, you know, we've been helping our trainees to transition to online learning virtual formats that the training programs have offered, and finishing up their training programs. And we have consumers from all types of backgrounds with diverse work experience and ages and education levels. So they come to us with one goal. They want to get employed. And so we want to get them busy with job search, and this can be an extraordinary opportunity for them to have a range of options to choose from.
Let's talk about the employer here, Kathy. Are there any training courses available for businesses so they can be helped to be more inclusive themselves?
Yes, two programs come to mind. One that we've used for many years, and it's an in-person training that we do, called Windmill. And it provides some thought-provoking questions and scenarios for people to think about and consider and examine their biases around disability topics. And it's been very effective. But during COVID, we had to switch to a virtual format for that. So Department of Rehab developed an online program called Disability Etiquette. And it helps people in the work world to think about inclusion and accessibility, and also some of the myths that still circulate. One that I hear quite often is that accommodations at work are very expensive. And research shows that the average cost for an accommodation for the vast majority of situations is well under $500, and many are at no cost. It just takes some creative problem solving and some communication. That always helps.
If we could talk about the services that the DOR provides to help job seekers prepare for employment, what services are there for job seekers themselves?
Well, we do assessments and evaluations. We do career counseling with consumers who come to us. We get them enrolled in job training, whether that's vocational schools or college, and we pay for tuition, books and supplies. We can provide assistive technology equipment. We can provide sign language interpreting that's needed. Basic tools of the trade for entry-level jobs. Union membership fees, uniforms or special work clothing or equipment. And, of course, all of that points towards job placement assistance. And some of those services we provide directly, and some we hire vendors in our area to provide those services.
And finally, Kathy, all this great information, how does someone, whether it's a person with a disability who wants to get back into the workforce or a business that wants to contact you, how do they get in touch with you to access these services?
The statewide website for Department of Rehabilitation is at www.dor.ca.gov. And the local offices, we have one in Thousand Oaks. And the main number there is 805-371-6279. And the office where I work is in Oxnard, and we cover the West Ventura County area. And the main number there is 805-385-2400. Again, my name is Kathy Harner, and I'm happy to talk to anyone. If you'd like to contact us, please feel free to do so.
Kathy, thank you so much for reaching out to us this morning on KVTA. Excellent information for the community, and we do appreciate your time.
Thank you, Spence. Appreciate the opportunity.
Once again, Kathy Harner, Workforce Development Board member and Staff Services Manager, California Department of Rehabilitation. To learn more about National Disability Employment Month and other DOR services, please feel free to contact Department of Rehabilitation Karen Swanson, Regional Business Specialist, at 805-371-6293 or Kathy Harner, team manager, at 805-385-2400. If you are an employer interested in partnering with the Workforce Development Board and learning more about the ways your business can be part of developing and recruiting our future workforce, visit workforceventuracounty.org.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.
It's 8:51 here at KVTA.